This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com. On the
score. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday fast?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on the Score.
I mean, theoretically, I think important. I think that just trying to, fortify the roster in any way possible. You know, I think that you're always trying to think about what things can go wrong, how to get better in each area. And I think that's kind of how we spent the end of this offseason, trying to think about where we felt vulnerable. And I think that that's an area that we felt particularly vulnerable.
That is Jed Hoyer talking about Justin Turner in the theoretical, but now Turner is here. $6 million 1 year. Really good sound from Nico Horner about an hour ago on this show. Excited about Justin Turner. A lot of praise for him at the plate, and he got specific on the kind of at-bats. Thought that was really good stuff, Mark Grody, about him having the backside line drive in his toolbox to use to go the other way as opposed to trying to drive the ball with pull. I mean, that's what the best hitters in the game have.
Just like the White Sox, Mike Talkman, like we were talking about with him. I mean, seriously, like Talkman had and will continue to have great at-bats, takes a ton of pitches and will go, maybe out of necessity, power to the opposite field.
It's hard to do both. And what did Talkman say when you brought it up to him? He wishes he had more power to the pull side.
Of course.
That's what Turner does have.
Yeah.
It's the greatest hitters who have both. JD Martinez has both. Freddie Freeman has both, right? Like all these guys who are true artists of it can pull the ball with power and go the other way. It's what you dream of. And Turner does have that in his bag.
He's the final piece to the Cubs puzzle, whether you want it to be or not. He is the final piece.
We're going to hear a surprise from Cubs camp in a matter of moments that I hear is something that we need to hear and the listeners desperately need to hear. But I teased that the enemy was once within the house. Theo Epstein played a big role, according to The Athletic's Jen McCaffrey, in the Red Sox landing Alex Bregman. Theo Epstein, who's part of the Fenway ownership group, played a big role, especially helping Craig Breslow in how to structure contracts along the way. Sam Kennedy, the business president of the Red Sox, who, by the way, is Theo's high school friend, for anybody who does not know.
Okay.
They're dear friends who grew up together, and now one owns the Red Sox in part, and the other runs the Red Sox as the president of business operations. Sam Kennedy said, quote, "Theo was really, really helpful and provided counsel along the way that helped us think about different deal structures and also ripping up different deal structures. I really think it helped Brez in terms of, you're talking about perhaps the best negotiator in the history of baseball agents," and Brez is still a year and a half, 2 years on the job. Craig Breslow said, quote, about Theo, "He was incredibly helpful. From everything, from let's make sure that we zoom out to here's maybe the right way to communicate. Also, he was respectful. The reality, ultimately, this had to be my decision. His opinion may be something I needed to do what I felt like I was comfortable with." So there you go, Cub fans. Theo Epstein helping to close the Bregman deal.
I'm making this call out of obligation.
Oh, God.
Very betrayed at this point, you know? Very predictable. Wins it, goes running back to Boston, gets in their ownership group, and now he's consulting on how to get players that the Cubs should have.
It has a different feel when you think about him leaving when he did, because the decisions that were going to have to be made of like saying goodbye to the core.
So long, suckers.
It was...
That's kind of the way it was. With
Came
Theo.
Here, did the thing.
So long. Good luck. Good luck with your pandemic.
Got you that title.
Good luck.
Got you that title. Hope you enjoyed that. I know it said 10 years. How about 9?
I mean, he's always going to have that in his pocket. I mean, we're going to, look, we could talk about, and it will be exhaustingly discussed, should the Cubs have done more? Should they have won another World Series? Probably not, because Theo Epstein broke the curse, 108 years, all of that. It sits in his pocket like gold.
He's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
He's going to go to the Hall of Fame, and he'll be the guy who broke the curse in Boston and in Chicago.
Oh, right. So he did zero wrong. Even if he did some wrong in Chicago, he did zero wrong. His resume, his legacy will do nothing but age well. Whereas Joe Madden's, I don't know.
It's interesting.
Right? Like
Theo's legacy is going to age very, very,
very
well.
Like yes, he'll be the guy that put the team together that won the World Series. Joe Madden should get credit as the manager that won the World Series. Unfortunately, we remember too many things that were errors in Game 7.
Some bad things that happened.
Yeah. Anyway,
bad things go happen. Yeah. All right. Something happened here on the score. We need to hear this. Apparently, what are we listening to? Because I'm told that this is a surprise of sorts from Cubs camp.
Yeah, Alex Kuhn came running here. It's like the old days when one of the producers runs in and says, "Hey, we got some electric tape here we got for you guys." So apparently Craig Counsell was asked about his media obligations this season, and I believe our show falls in that jurisdiction. Uh-huh. So he elaborated on that a little bit.
Well, I actually don't know. I have no idea.
You mean,
I don't know if it is. not sure if it is or not.
I always thought that was up to the manager, because not every manager has done it.
Are you talking about the Chicago Weekly show?
No, you just, don't you go on his station every year?
Is that your station? I get confused. You got a lot of jobs. Is that your station?
I don't know. No. Odyssey owns it.
Don't you do a radio show?
I do a radio show, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. Actually, I have no idea.
Obviously
good. Okay, we're, yes.
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 You don't sound that excited.
Well, last year we did it with...
Did we do Danny Parkins last year?
We did Parkins and Spiegel.
Yeah. But Danny's not there anymore.
Danny's not there. Spiegel.
I think he's... Somebody's asking about a daily show.
No. I'm asking... Did you like it?
The weekly show.
Is that part of your responsibility, or
we're going to do that show this year. Yes, I enjoy having fun with those guys. Yeah, I mean Danny's been a friend for a long time, so actually like that made that part fun. And then I've gotten to know the Spiegel guy, who I know is a huge Cubs fan and huge baseball fan.
Did you do that?
The fact that they are, I did not do that. I did that in Milwaukee.
No, that's a pregame show.
No, I did a pregame show with you. Yeah, I did it on the radio. I did like a 90-second morning, like, quick thing. Yeah. With, like, non-sports people.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
You're supposed to know that.
Matt. Sorry. Is that offensive? Is that offensive?
Do you know his partner, his new partner that replaced?
I don't. I met him at Cubs convention, but I don't know his name.
Yeah. He's doing the games this weekend.
We had fun at Cubs convention. Actually, that was a good interview. We had fun.
Yeah, they enjoy being out with you.
Yeah.
I think you're a fun guy.
That was great. That was great. The Spiegel guy.
Matt, is that offensive? No, not offensive.
Why was everything so difficult for them when they were all going around in a circle trying to figure out what was happening?
And
Bruce basically disowned us? Just said that's an Odyssey station?
He just said he doesn't own the station.
Yeah, right.
I'm on that station, but I don't own that.
He does not want to represent the score. That's what I heard.
Bruce, by the way, on the show tomorrow at 4:25.
Excellent. Love Bruce.
I think Bruce actually did us a solid there. Bruce brought it back around to me.
He did. He did.
Set him up and Craig knocked him down.
Yeah, he did. He brought it back around. And then somebody shouted in the background, he's doing the games this weekend. Who was that?
Oh, I did not notice that.
Was that Andy Martinez, I wonder?
Was it Sullivan, too, in that?
Yeah, Sully was driving the thing about the radio show.
Yeah.
Paul Sullivan, the baseball Bigfoot of this here town from the Chicago Tribune, from a long line of baseball Bigfoots. Shout out to Dave Van Dyke, you know, and others. I think that's the first
Phil
guy.
Phil Rogers back in the day.
Exactly right. That's Sully now. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the good part about Sully is he plays the part of historian very well, too, because he's seen a lot. He's seen a lot.
He knows where the bodies are buried.
Well, okay, so when will the Craig Council interviews begin? Will that be the first week? What's going on here?
I don't know what's happening?
When's the first Craig Council?
We're going to do that show this year, yes.
That show?
I enjoy having fun with those guys, yeah. I mean, Danny's been a friend for a long time, so actually, like, that made that part fun. And then I've gotten to know the Spiegel guy, who I know is a huge Cubs fan and huge baseball fan.
Did you do that?
The fact that they are, I did not do that. I did that in Milwaukee.
With you? No, that's a pregame show.
No, I did a pregame show with you. Yeah, I did it on the radio. I did like a 90-second morning, like, quick thing. Yeah. With, like, non-sports people.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
I also like the 90-second thing. Like, yeah, there I had to do a 90-second thing. Here I got to do this whole damn thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I kind of want Bruce as the Spiegel guy. I want that as like a ringtone.
Oh, you know what I mean? That is awesome.
Oh, is that beautiful?
Great.
That's a good job.
I like it. He's getting to know you. Like, one year, starting to feel it a little bit. I hope he has more fun with you guys this year.
I'm
sure he
will.
Not that he didn't last year, but there were times where I was like, come on, Craig, loosen up a little bit. Have some fun with these guys. These are fun people. They're my friends.
Yeah, dude, last year when I was out there, I talked to Craig and like talked about things that I asked him a Spiegelian question. You guys remember that? I asked him a Spiegelian question and a Parkinsian question last year, and he gave phenomenal responses.
Yeah.
Counsel can be very, very funny.
I know it's there. Like, of it's there.
Yes.
Have you ever asked him about his batting stance when he was a player?
I don't think I have.
He held the. I'd like you to do that for him. I just want to throw that request in there. Put that on the dock right now for the first time you guys have Counsel on.
Okay.
Yes.
Done deal.
Bat way up here. See?
That's right.
What was that all about?
I was typing it in the doc for the first time.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were doing a drum roll and you were going to announce that Craig Counsel was coming on the show.
Breaking news. I have been corrected on my journalistic terms by, see if you guys can guess who sent me this text. Paul Sullivan is the In the Wake of the News columnist, technically.
David Haw. John Greenberg.
The Trib doesn't have a Bigfoot anymore.
Mitch Rosen.
Just beat writers. Keep going.
Oh, we haven't gotten it?
No.
Dan Bernstein.
Yes,
there
of course.
Because he gets the hard copy every day.
There he is.
Bernsy does.
There you go.
Okay.
I got the hard copy right here.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, you do because you are. Is your picture in that?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Tributosaurus performed on Saturday and Sunday. Or was it Friday? Saturday.
It was Friday.
One hit Wonders of the 70s.
Just Friday.
And there was a music critic there who did a whole write-up in the Chicago Tribune. Like, real review of Tributosaurus.
Unbelievable.
And your picture is in there with the guy with the red hair. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Neville's picture is in there.
Yes.
Justin Turner, the guy with the red hair.
That's right. No, it's blue, actually. Isn't it?
A big, glorious picture of Chris, and then a picture of the two of us as well on the next page. It's a beautiful beautiful article.
Do you remember when I performed with Tributosaurus?
You were great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were great.
I got to read the news.
Yes, you did.
By the way, I told Rob Hart about that the other day. I was hey, by the
name dropper.
Check this out, man. Rob kind of crushed me because I was like, hey, man. I was like, I got to do the reading the news thing for Tributosaurus. I heard you did it the year before. And you know what he said to me? He goes, oh, and I got to take this up with Spiegel. He goes, oh, yeah, man. I was supposed to do it this year, too, but I couldn't.
Oh. What do you do? Mrs. Train?
Possibly. But the point is, Shane, I was the second person asked, obviously,
Mark,
in this. So
Mark.
I was the fifth person asked.
I did have a depth chart. I'm sorry.
I thought
we talked about this.
I think you did, but it was just funny that Rob was like, oh, yeah, actually, I was asked to do that this year. So
he's the world's last remaining newsman, so it's no surprise.
I think it's perfect. You're right. Rob Hart, like I said, he really enjoys news.
He's a news junkie.
He is, and a radio junkie, but of course he should do it.
It was Rob Hart, and then my next call was Dane Placco.
You did tell me that.
Because I love Dane. Dane is a terrific guy and a newsman.
What was Dane up to? Why couldn't Dane do it?
He had to anchor on Fox.
Oh, okay.
But he said, I'd really rather do that.
Oh, okay.
But I've got to anchor. And then he suggested, hey, you want to call, who's that guy?
Rob Hart.
Mike, who was a political reporter for NBC.
Oh, Flannery.
Mike Flannery. He said Mike Flannery might be available.
Oh,
he lives up that way.
Oh, he's a celebrity.
Wouldn't Mike Flannery have been amazing?
People recognize that guy.
But instead of cold calling Mike Flannery, I called Mark Grody.
So I was the safe pick. Grody, what time can you be there?
No, you were a dream. I was hopeful. I didn't know.
I had a lot of fun doing that. That was very cool.
And now your guest list for life.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Yes. You better be careful what you asked for.
Yeah,
Grody be calling you, hey, put me down
it's
for five.
It's Mark Grody and the Spiegel guy.
The right Spiegel here. Guy. That's our guy.
670 The Score. We'll crosstalk with our friend Anthony Herron in a matter of moments on The Score.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.